I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ben, and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's episode, we're going to be playing What's the Missing Word, where I give you two sets of sentences, and each set contains a missing word in each sentence. But the missing word is the same for each sentence. So in total, we're looking for two missing words. What's the missing word? So here's the first set. So three sentences, three missing words, but they're all the same. What's the missing word in sentence number one? I was parked illegally, so I received a something. Number two, it's not raining very heavily. It's more of a something rain. It's not raining very heavily. It's more of a something rain. And number three, it's a conversation between A and B. A says, shall we go to the pub? And B says, yeah, that's something with me, but I'll check with my wife. Yeah, that's something with me, but I'll check with my wife. So what was the missing word in those three sentences? Remember, it's exactly the same word. Okay, let's have a look at the second set now. Here's sentence number one. What's the missing word here? Let's something a table at the Italian restaurant for tonight. Let's something a table at the Italian restaurant for tonight. Number two, he's an excellent police officer who does everything by the something. He's an excellent police officer who does everything by the something. And number three, can I borrow this something? I've wanted to read it for a while. What's the missing word? Okay, so do you have two words? If you do, and you're confident, well done. If you're still not sure, maybe you can go back and listen to my example sentences again. And then when you're ready, you can listen to the answers. So let's take a look at the answers together. For the first set, the missing word is fine. Three different meanings of the word fine. We've got a noun, first of all. I received a fine. This is a financial charge for doing something wrong. I was parked illegally, so I received a fine. With the second sentence, I was describing a type of rain, fine rain. And this means very light, very thin rain. And the third example, that's fine with me. In the same way that we say, that's okay with me. That's fine. So that was the first word. What about the second set? Well, the missing word is book. Three different meanings again. Let's book a table at the restaurant. So to book a table means to reserve something. Number two, he does everything by the book. This is an expression which means he follows the rules. And number three, can I borrow this book? I wanted to read it for a while. And that's the obviously much more common meaning of the word book, something you read. Okay. Did you find one or both words? Well done if you did. If you didn't, hopefully you can see the different meanings, different ways we use a word which on paper looks exactly the same. It sounds exactly the same, but has a very different meaning. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about on these episodes, then please do let me know. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.